when we see in TV somebody took photos, pictures of the animals, their suffering, the relationship, each other, and then so much harming each other, all this, their life. or you actually see in a beach or in the water or on the ground, see harming each other and so much unbelievable suffering. So all the or tortured by human being, killed by human being, and so much suffering. The so yes, fish, the fishermen, you see, catch the fish by putting this worm alive, not dead, alive worm, then put needle, you know, to the body like this, and then moves, you see, then alive like this, then the to attract the fish. The fish look for fish. They're looking for food. You see, and then you see. So we see when we see the fishermen. You see, doing this catching fish. Then they get caught the fish. You know, by following desire. You know the. Then they get caught. The hook is the mouth and can't go away. And unbelievable pain suffering. Then you take out the skin. So the hair is taken out with a knife and then cut half. You see. they also immediately, so they may not have died completely. The mind, she may not have left completely. left the body, so cut half. So however, unbelievable suffering. like somebody cut your body half, how do you feel that? and somebody put, is it somebody, I mean, if that worm, the needle put through the body of alive, you see, to attack the, that is to attack a fish, I mean, not, to kill another one, you see. so somebody put a needle through your body, you see, another animal, to be eaten by another animal. So I don't know, to cheat another animal, to cheat another sentient being. So I know, how that's so unbearable, you know. If someone put a needle through your body like this, and then you're used to cheat another sentient being or kill another sentient being. So how that is most unbearable. So anyway, when we see at the beach or there's, you know, the fishermen is catching, see. So we think, you know, we think, you see, even we think, oh, something that's harm to this insect, and the fisherman giving harm to this insect and the fish, who are also looking for happiness. Some of the fishermen looking for happiness. The fish and the worm also looking for happiness. Want happiness, do not want suffering. So exactly the same. But you see, but due to desire, then you see, the benefit is more powerful, you see. the fisherman is more powerful, so then, able to use, able to harm, able to use other, those other living beings. And they themselves, no freedom, no choice, no freedom at all, you know, for their happiness. They can't speak, they can't express, if they're suffering, nothing they can say, nothing they can do. So it's a question of who is more powerful than, you see, that. So then you see, then the next thing is, then these fish, these worms die, you see, suffer so much. Then what happens? Then the fishermen create a cause to be born as those fishermen, create karma to be born as those fish, not to become those fish, but to not become that fish, but it's not possible. you don't become another sentient being, that's not possible. you can become Buddha, but you don't become another sentient being. So then what I did this karma, the fisherman, you see. Then, you see, if a fisherman did not purify the karma before death, harmed the worm and the fish, did not purify, then you see, it was died, then the fish life, you get born as fish in the water. You get born also as those worms. So then it's now your turn, you see, because you caused those suffering to others in the past. So now it's your turn, you see, a result of your karma. As a result of your negative karma is rapping on you. So then now, you see now, then somebody, you're born as worm, then somebody, another fisherman, you see, put the wire through the body, and you see, you're born as fish, then another fisherman. You see, use this world. Then you see, look for food, you see. I mean, by following desire, then you get caught, and then get killed, you see. So that. So this happens, numberless times. Then you see, karma is definite to experience, it's a definite experience, the result, happiness or suffering, depending on good karma or good karma. Then the second one, not only because it's definite to experience the result, it may sound just one time. No, karma is expandable. We have to understand the second outline. Karma is expandable. You create one cause, the result, you experience 100,000 times, many lifetimes. Karma is expandable. So we have to understand that one. First, definite. If you don't purify, it's definite to experience the suffering. So, if there's no obstacle to the virtuous karma, then definitely experience the result of happiness. So then second one is very important. Karma is expandable. So, it is said that in the teachings, by the omniscient one, by Buddha, that if one killed one insect, one sentient being, you get killed from that one action, kill one insect. Whether it's a human being or whether it's an insect, you see. that one that action, you experience the result, you see, you get killed 500 lifetimes. So karma is expandable. You get killed, you see. Being an animal, you get killed. Being a human being, you get killed by others. So how many times? 500 lifetimes. From that one action, killing one, you get killed 500 lifetimes. So, similar, it is mentioned by Ayadeva, great pandit, in the Indian great pandit. After Buddha, they happened in Nagarjuna Asanga, and the six ornaments, pandits, you see, great pandit, you know, those enlightened beings, okay? Complete path. What book path Buddha, what Buddha explained, they practice and attend, you see. So those innumerable numbers of yogis and pandits happened. So one of the pandits called Ayadeva. So mentioned in his teaching, the 400 times. Middleway, the 400 say, verses, I think. So there is mentioned that so if you cheat one sentient being, then you get cheated by by others 1,000 lifetimes. 1,000 lifetimes you get cheated by others. So that's mentioned by great in his teaching. So all these teachings taught by great pandit, you see, those ayat, six ornaments, those great pandit, right? But it's all based on those teachings. So anyway, so karma is expandable. So result, you do one need karma, the result of that need karma, you experience many lifetimes suffering. Then similar, one virtuous action, then the result of happiness, you experience 100,000 lifetimes. One virtuous action, from one virtuous action. Because from non-virtuous action, suffering result arises, which you don't like, so it must abandon the cause of suffering. And then, what you like is happiness, so must practice the virtue. You could come up with this. Then the karma is expandable, you see. From one need karma, you see, suffering result experience so many lifetimes. there are 100,000 lifetimes. So therefore, you see, one must abandon, you see, any need karma, you know, must abandon. And then, since you see, what you like is all the happiness, so must create, must engage all the good karma. then you see, you don't experience the result if you haven't created the cause. What is happiness or what is suffering, you don't experience. You don't get it, you don't experience it, you don't get it. You don't. If it's happiness, you don't succeed. If you haven't created the cause, good karma, you see. Same. You don't get those sicknesses if you haven't created cause, cancer, whatever it is. Those sicknesses you won't get if you haven't created the cause. That doesn't need karma. Now, if you stay with that person who's causing contagious disease, you won't get, you won't experience. So that if you haven't created cause, see. So Then the fourth one. So therefore, here the fourth outline is emphasized that. So you don't experience the result if you haven't created the cause. You don't experience certain result if you haven't created the karma. So therefore, the must not engage the cause of suffering with karma. Must engage in the good karma because what you want is happiness. So they definitely experience. So if there's an obstacle, it happens to that. then you see the fourth one. Let's have a chimisawa. So whatever karma is done, never get wasted. Never get lost. No matter how subtle the indeed karma or good karma, no matter how heavy one or powerful one or small one, indeed karma or good karma is everywhere. So never get disappeared. So it said in the sutta teachings mentioned, even hundreds, no matter how small it is, the karma, you know, what you create is a good karma. But even it has been hundreds of eons, Lenam Kabajani, choose I don't remember the whole verses, but even hundreds of eons ago, the karma never get lost, never get disappeared. So that means definitely, when the cause conditions come together, no matter how small it is, definitely you experience the suffering result. If it's need karma, if it's good karma, when the cause conditions come together, no matter how small it is, when the cause conditions come together, no matter how many eons goes, definitely experience the result of happiness. How many billions of eons ago, you see, it doesn't get disappeared. No matter how small it is, it doesn't get disappeared. Even subtle karma, okay? So therefore, you see, the conclusion is that even small negative karma, must not engage. Then even small good karma, you know, even a small benefit to others, helping others, animals, human beings, others, even a small benefit, you know, you must do it. Help, you see, others must do it, you see. So the result, the happiness, it's been so many, you know, karma is expanding, you've been living 100,000 lifetimes, yeah. The result of happiness. Anyway, then, never get disappeared, you see. How many eons ago, billions of eons ago, never get disappeared, you see. For that. Time's gone. Time didn't wait. Time's gone, time didn't wait. So anyway. So I just explained this. Okay, since I came to this point. So anyway, it has explained to one of the days. So this is very important meditation. Scientific meditation, okay? Scientific meditation. You see, so you have beautiful car. car. you bought a beautiful car. Okay, so beginning of excitement, see. Then as the day goes, week goes, month goes, you know, then you see, and not that much excitement, you see, as we have at the beginning. then become more boring. See? then you see, then you see another one, more very beautiful, much more beautiful than that. So more expensive, more beautiful than that. You see something in there, more attractive. okay. Then this one become, then the other one become not interesting. Then the excitement, this one. So the after you bought it, then another company metal, even more beautiful. You see. I mean, more attractive, also more attractive. which is the more things inside. I haven't seen the car yet. Had shower. Car. that I haven't seen yet. so, I'll tell the story that. so a few years ago. I want to give a talk. The Floret, we have one center there, Medish Center. Two things giving. so I had to go to talk, give a talk at the university. so the center arranged that. so they arranged a car. Yeah, center is a long car. It's a long car. I think. What's it called? Limousine. What is the other one? Limousine? What is the other one? There's other cars.
SUV.
Yeah. So, anyway, it says limousine or. Not a whimism, not a limousine. so the director of the center, I got this car to university. So I saw this car, there's all water bottles and all this. this drink, see, lined up like the bar, like the bar place, you know, where all bottles lined up. Oh, it's not wine, it's water. then I thought the shower. Then I thought, shower. Then I thought this. Then she was showering. You know, thought the shower came after seeing this. so anyway, then, you know, I think that. Yes, and the director, I think, he tried his best, I think. so anyway, this is how whole life goes like that. You see. then you get bored these, then you have somebody, something better, then, you know. so the, then having new object, you see. so the previous pleasure that's gone, you know, that become just not so interesting. That object, you see, old one. Then it doesn't last. This excitement also. still goes, month goes. So the pleasure is, it doesn't last. Pleasure doesn't increase and doesn't last. You know, it becomes even suffering or pain. You see. especially when you see something better, you see, you know, no interest. You see. So it became a problem in having this, you see. Another adversary. So anyway, so that's the harm. So the so that why it doesn't increase, why it cannot increase by having the object in the pleasure should increase, you see. More that car you have longer as the day goes, as the week goes, month goes, year goes, the happiness should increase. Every day up, you see, should go up, but not happening. And doesn't go up and doesn't continue. Does not continue, you see. It cannot continue. So then it becomes, you see, uninteresting, you see, then boring, then it becomes suffering pain, you see. So that, so basically, so all these are feelings only, because it's only suffering. Then the, same thing as I mentioned before, friend, you know, the same. I'm talking about a car, but another example is a friend, you see. The same, you see, like that. So all these pleasures, you see, it's a feeling which is suffering, then, then label pleasure, you see. So that, you see, so that's why it doesn't increase, doesn't continue the pleasure, you see. So now, as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Lama Rinpoche, that so the after the body being exposed and the hot sun, you see, then you see being hot, then you enter in the water. You know, you jump in the beach, in the water, you know, swimming pool or whatever, you see, beach, water. Then, there's a pleasure, you see. After being burned, the body, you see, being hot, then in the cold water, then the pleasure, at the beginning. So now we analyze that pleasure. You see. Whether it's a true happiness or the natural suffering, okay? So, so then that pleasure, the longer you stay in the water, it doesn't increase, it does not continue. Then you become more unbearable, it's the cold. So now like this, first explain this, but then explain what we think, the way we believe, the hallucination, you see, which is false. So it is said by, explained by Lama Tsongkhapa, who is the embodiment of Manjushri, embodiment of all the Buddha's wisdom, okay? So how the pleasure that arises by entering the water. the action which compounded the previous suffering, feeling hot, it stopped being that being body being exposed, body being under the sun shining, you see, outside, you see, and the sun. So that action, you see, body being exposed, stopped. So then the that suffering, that action stopped. You do that, the feeling of hot stopped. Then the next action, being in the water, being in the cold water. So as soon as you put the body in the cold water, since that action was done, next second, effect of that action, next, the minute when you enter the cold water, then next second, you see, affect is the suffering being in the cold water. The discomfort, you see, started the next second. Right after the action done, the second, the effect started. the discomfort of being in the cold water, okay? Started right after the next second. But it is unnoticeable. It's so small, so it's unnoticeable. So, because it's unnoticeable now, you see, the discomfort of being in cold water, compounded by the action being in the water, so that is unnoticeable now, you see, so then it's called, then one is labeled pleasure. Then longer you continue the action being in the water, then the discomfort get developed more. So then later you see that pleasure, and then increase the discomfort and begin suffering pain. The suffering of samsara is suffering pain. Before it's suffering of change. You see? Well, you have pleasure, you suffer from change. And now, suffer from pain. So now like this, that's some sort of pleasure, you see. So, another suffering stopped, another suffering begin. But it's very small, unnoticeable. So then, on that feeling, the one labeled pleasure. One labeled pleasure. You see, one's mind labeled pleasure. You see, labeled pleasure. But you see, right after the next second, After your mind, mere invitation, pleasure, the next second, you see, the pleasure of your mind merely invited. It should appear back to you, merely labeled by your mind. It should appear back to you, see, merely labeled by your mind. Just second before. So, you see, when we analyze, details like that, second before your mind meeting with pleasure, you see, it should appear back, meeting with by your mind. That's the reality. But that doesn't happen. That is not happening. So, now here's a big question. The big question is to meditate or to discover what drives us crazy, or what drives us crazy, put yourself into this huge hallucinated world, you see. Because you see, the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the ignorance concept of true existence, concept of interesting or holding things as truly existent, okay? Existing from their own side, you see. True existence. Believe. So the negative imprint led by this ignorance concept, you see, believing true existence, okay? Things exist from their side, not merely labeled by mind, okay? always believe that. so So because we haven't removed this negative imprint, which is on the matter continuum, left from past, you see, I mean from beginningless rebirth, not only 1 hour before, not only a minute or a second before, but even from beginningless rebirth, okay, negative imprint left. So we haven't removed this by actualizing the path to enlightenment. The wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. You see, this is the one that directly sees this, but we haven't achieved that. We haven't seen. So to do that, you have to have also bodhicitta realization. So the subtle defilements, you see, to remove this, you have to bodhicitta realization, you see. So at the beginning, you see, you have to, renunciation, then you have to, not a bodhicitta, you have to renunciation samsara, you see. Renunciation visual samsara, not to this life, you see. So that. So, say, so lack of this attainment, say, path, that was removed, you see. So ceases, okay. This negative imprint. So, so this negative imprint, which is negative imprint, you see, which project, you see, which project this hallucination, true existence, see, on the mere level I, on the mere level action, mere level object, all the, on mere level, all the phenomena, in a mere level, mere level, on the mere level, all the phenomena, you see. Then this negative imprint, you see, decorated hallucination. like putting carpet on the floor, or the table here, brocade is with the cover, you see. like human body, human body covered with dresses. Everything what exists, I, action, object, everything what exists is what is immediately put to my mind. But then this negative imprint on the melanoma put this projection, inherent existence on everything, covered everything. So then made everything real to you. I real to you. Real I, you see. existing from inside. So, made everything real to you. Light, the light, you know. the light, you know. light from its side, you see. Real light in the sense existing from the side. So flower, you know, red flower from its own side, you know, existing from the side, from there. So these flowers, this white, all these plants, you see, these plants moving there. So, each leaves, everything existing from the side, you know. Something real one. So that, when we look at, you know, people, a real human being from the society, you look at the statue of Thangas, you know, everything is something real one. But this is Buddha Thanga. Everything real, all exists from the side. So, all this hallucination, total hallucination, we're into, see, trapped into, caught in the trap there. Anyway, so made everything real, you know. Whatever you look at, sky, if you look at the sky, there's sky from its own side, real one. You look at the trees, you know, not merely, it's merely level by your mind, but it appears you total opposite, you see, real one from its own side. So you look at the roof, house, you know, real one. So when you look at the road, also appear like that. When you walk on the road, real road from its own side, you know. So completely total hallucination. So you see now here, same thing with the yeah, your mind merely with the happiness, you see, to this one, after you went to water, you see. And then So when it appears by the second, you see, you know, truly existent one, real one, you see, which means not merely left by mind, which is totally not true, which is completely false. But just now, second before you, mind merely emitted pleasure, you see. So you see, so that, so then on this, but you're not aware, not aware, your mind just meaning, but you're not aware that, just second ago, not aware that, you see, not aware, yeah, anyway, then you see, then the happiness, the way it's appeared, is existing from its own side, okay, so, I say, so first of all, so first of all, you see, that's the what discovery, you see, some sort of pleasure, okay? That's it, you know what it is, a pleasure, what pleasure, what we're looking for, it's a name given, name imputed on the suffering, okay? another suffering, heavy one stopped, another suffering began. As another suffering begin, something which is unnoticeable, you see. then labor pleasure, you see. That's it. So, see. So now the other thing is, so that's what samsara pleasure is. The very nature is, you. What is exactly the pleasure? Nah, that's all. Nothing else. So now, because the negative imprint you have from past, you see, with the mind, and you're not aware, your mind has just second before merely imprinted. So the appeared, you see, not merely labeled by mind, hallucination, appeared the wrong way, the pleasure that you labeled. Then your mind, then you see, we start, then we let our mind to believe that is true. And that time we create ignorance. That time we create ignorance. Ignorance, you see, the superstitious mind, the concept, wrong concept of true existence. But the pleasure is the true existence, you see. As it appeared like that, you know, it's real truth. That this is the reality. This is the real thing. This is reality. believing this is reality. Which is, I say, which is not there at all, you see. Total non-existent there. Such a happiness, that's pleasure, you see. You see, but the ignorance, you see. But as I say, we let our mind believe like that. We create ignorance that time, which believes is true, you see. Okay, so that's, the main superstitious thought. You see what makes us suffer, what makes us do, from where the attachment, the anger, all this comes, you see, from the ignorance, okay? And create karma, and then, goodness is dire born in some sense, it explains all the sufferings. So now, next one, so we create the ignorance, okay? Believing this is 100% true. Now, next one, the attachment arises. Grasses on that. Yeah, their pleasure, you see. Then this is how we can cause samsara, you see. Then you see, to be reborn again, samsara, you see, which ties us to samsara, so there. So that, swallow this. So now, I'm giving this as an example to meditate, you see, to analyze scientific analysis, you see. inner scientist. So, this same, any other pleasure, we should meditate, you see. to realize how the nature is suffering. So then this helps, then this discovery, the nature of suffering, this helps us to be detached to that, to be detached to this, and then, you see, to renounce this. And then there are methods to achieve ultimate happiness. Long, I'll say, long lasting, everlasting happiness. Okay? They were the Bodhicitta, we achieve enlightenment. With the renunciation of Bodhicitta, we achieve enlightenment. So basically, it is said in the teachings, Deva Chungla Seva, the Chimbu Deva Tomiju. Person who is seeking small pleasure cannot achieve great pleasure, the everlasting happiness. Liberation from samsara, enlightenment. So, person who is caught or seeking small pleasure cannot achieve the happiness. Okay? By letting go, so how to achieve the great happiness? You see, the liberation, enlightenment. By letting go, this the temporal pleasure, which is only natural suffering, not the reality, only natural suffering. Reality, only natural suffering. Even that. So then you see, by letting go of that, then you're able to achieve the great happiness. So that's what we need to achieve. We haven't achieved this from beginner's rebirth up to now. So what makes our life meaningful, worthwhile this time is if you look for this, practicing Dharma. And that happens only by practicing Dharma, okay? So anyway, so all that, I was talking before, by taking birth and all that, you know, problems would happen. Say, death and all that. So if you didn't take, as it was read to me, I think, you know, didn't take birth, you know, you know, experience all that thing, see. You know, then you don't have diabetes. If you didn't take birth, you don't have diabetes, see. You don't have cancer, all that. So, mistakes by taking birth, you see, into the control of karma and delusion, you see. So therefore, we need to seize the cause of samsara, delusion, karma. Okay? What is only by dharma practice, not the means. You can't do that in the hospital. You know, you can't go to ask the doctors, please liberate me from karma and delusion. You see, please do operation. Like that. Okay, yeah. Okay. I'll stop here. Okay. So we can become the most important, how most unbelievable is it important is to practice Dharma. Path to liberation, enlightenment, okay? To realize. That, no. then, tea time made its close by his brothers, made the Bodhicitta be exercised. With one's heart, in the heart of all the, in the heart of all the students and all the all those people, some people who do service for the organizer, give up their lives to organizer, doing service in the hearts of all sentient beings, okay? In the hearts of all the leaders of the world, in the hearts of all the different religious people's mind. Changju semenjo rinpoche maje ba namaje joje keva nyamba meba aye koyne yagondo yapewa. Tea time made is corrupted by me, by others, that which exists but empty. May the I who exist is empty, achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty to that enlightenment, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but which is empty. By myself alone, who exists but who is empty. Of course, everybody cannot become a sangha. So, everybody have karma to that. So, here what I'm saying is that Here what I'm saying is that so if you don't, if you're not practicing Dharma, if you don't have Dharma in the life, Dharma practice in the life, if you're not practicing especially bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion to others, then your life is totally suffering. If you don't have Dharma in the life, Dharma practice, especially the loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, cherishing others, so if you don't have this, then the life is only, only suffering. I want this. Because I talked all that, you see, some sort of suffering about life. So I want also mentioned, besides renunciation, what I mentioned before, then I want to mention this last one. So in this, in case you have questions, then that's my answer. So thank you so much. So please, whatever to your general advice. This matter. Gracias.